Good morning, Lewis.
Morning, Alice. I see you've got some interesting news about a new approach to chip manufacturing.
I do, and it's pretty fascinating. It's about a company called Nanotronix based in New York and their concept of modular semiconductor plants, or CubeFabs as they're being called.
Right, I see. So what's the big deal here?
Well, the traditional semiconductor manufacturing process is huge, right? These massive facilities costing billions to build, but Nanotronix is proposing something much more compact and efficient.
So they're shrinking the size and cost. That sounds like a big shift.
Exactly. The smallest CubeFab is about 25,000 square feet. That's a fraction of what traditional fabs require. And the cost, a minimum of $30 to $40 million, not billions.
Wow, that is a significant difference. But why the change? What's the driving force behind this?
It goes back to the CEO, Matthew Putman, and his vision. He was inspired by the idea of nanotechnology and atomic precision in manufacturing.
That's interesting. I remember reading about K. Eric Drexler's book back in the day. He talked about molecular machines and the end of scarcity.
That's right, Putman was just 16 when he read Engines of Creation. It sparked his fascination with creating machines that are atomically precise.
So he's essentially trying to replicate the efficiency of our own biological systems in manufacturing.
Exactly. Our bodies are full of micro-machines like ribosomes and enzymes. He wanted to bring that kind of precision to factories.
And how has the recent AI boom influenced this?
Great question. The AI boom has given these CubeFabs the ability to be smart and self-monitoring. They can adjust and improve in real time, which makes them even more efficient.
That makes sense. AI can optimize processes and reduce errors. It's a natural fit.
Absolutely. And with the potential return of President Trump and his focus on revitalizing US manufacturing, this could be a golden opportunity for Nanotronix.
I see. The tariffs could actually help drive innovation in this space.
Putman believes so. He sees the tariffs as a wake-up call to create something better than what either the US or China has done before.
That is an interesting perspective. So the long-term goal here is not just cheaper manufacturing, but a complete redefinition of how we produce things.
Exactly. Putman envisions a future where any region, whether in the global south or the United States, can produce what it needs locally.
That would definitely disrupt the current manufacturing landscape. But what about the challenges? Is there anything that could hold this back?
Well, there's the challenge of scaling up and proving that these smaller, modular plants can consistently produce high-quality chips. But the potential is there, and with the right investment, it could be a game changer.
It's clear that this is more than just a new factory design. It's a shift in the entire manufacturing paradigm.
Definitely, and it's exciting to see how this could shape the future of manufacturing, not just in the US, but globally.
I agree. This is a great example of how technology and innovation can drive progress in unexpected ways.
Well, that's it for our segment today. Join us again tomorrow as we dive into more business news and insights.
Until then, have a great day, everyone.